A 1986 law says that if you have an emergency and go to an emergency room, you must be treated. Until last month, this was interpreted as requiring ERs to have as many specialists as possible on call. Well, that's expensive, and now the government says it's not right. Doctors will no longer be forced to take on-call duty in exchange for hospital privileges, and ERs can reduce the number of specialists on their lists of doctors who are on-call. Some doctors fear the change will aggravate an existing shortage of specialists in the ER. In the second of two stories this week on emergency care, NPR's Patricia Naiman reports.
It's Saturday night, around 8 p.m., the end of a long day for Dr. Clarence Hyshaw, one of the few neurosurgeons left at St. Francis Medical Center in Los Angeles.
Yeah, it's Dr. Hyshaw, your pager.
Hyshaw's day started at 5 a.m. Now, 15 Good. Hours later, it's still not finished. He's off to dinner, but it's work. He's trying to recruit an orthopedic surgeon for his emergency room.
In fact, I'm this evening on the way to talk to an orthopedist who is here visiting from New York to try to encourage him to come to this hospital. I'd rather go home and rest.
Hyshaw is clearly tired, dabbing his eyes occasionally because they get so watery after long hours in surgery. But he knows St. Francis is desperate. There's only one orthopedic surgeon left willing to take call, and that's Dr. Don Peterson. He's on call 24/7, a grueling schedule for anyone. But Dr. Peterson is in his 60s.
You know, my concern is what if Dr. Peterson has a heart attack and decides to retire? You know, we have to close the orthopedic door.
It's not just orthopedics. St. Francis has only one cardiac surgeon. And the three neurosurgeons, including Dr. Hyshaw, are also nearing retirement. And the shortage of specialists is a growing problem at most hospitals.
How you doing?
Okay.
Which ankle is the bad one?
Dr. Dan Higgins heads the emergency room at St. Francis. He's also working this Saturday on the night shift. He stands before a computer screen which displays a long list of hospitals. About half are highlighted in red, meaning there's a problem.
Half of them are red, almost half, because they have no neurosurgeons. See, it says closed to neuro, closed to neuro, closed to neuro. All those hospitals, most of them, many of them are private hospitals. I think all of them are private hospitals, have no neurosurgeon, and therefore if you walked into that hospital and needed an emergency neurosurgical procedure, they couldn't do it. They'd be frantically on the phone trying to find a hospital that had a neurosurgeon.
Neurosurgery is a critical specialty for any ER because so many patients come in with head injuries from car accidents, gunshots, or strokes.
Judy, let me have the x-rays.
The next day, Sunday, Dr. Hyshaw is called back to St. Francis to tend to a head injury.
It's apparently a middle-aged gentleman who fell back and it's hard to say, but from the x-ray, it looks like he struck the left side of his head. There's blood clot on the left and on the right side.
Hyshaw will remove the blood clots, and he needs to do it fast. He's operating under what doctors call the golden hour, a period of 1 or 2 hours that can make all the difference in whether a patient survives, which is why it's so important, Hyshaw says, for ERs to have access to specialists.
¿Tiene dolor allí? ¿Tiene dolor?
Over the years, Hyshaw has been called to the hospital on emergencies so often, he decided to open a second office across the street. This is a poor community. Many patients don't have insurance, and doctors often don't get paid. Add to that, insurance companies are more powerful, doctors less revered, and patients more demanding. ER Director Dan Higgins says no wonder it's so tough to recruit specialists.
You have to look at what you're recruiting from. I mean, they're getting out in their, at best, late 20s, early 30s with $100,000 or more in debt. Many of them haven't started their families, have to pay their debt. They're driving an old car, and they want the American dream too, and we're asking them to come to Los Angeles, especially an inner-city hospital, where half the people are uninsured or underinsured, and the majority of the other half are managed care. And we're saying, come here and we'll give you 25 cents on the dollar. All you got to do is be on call every other night, every other weekend for the rest of your life, and it's a great deal.
It's a deal the orthopedic surgeon from New York turned down. Even after a dinner of prime rib, fine wine, and persuasive conversation, Dr. Hyshaw couldn't convince him to come to St. Francis. And the difficulty finding specialists willing to take call is not limited to poor areas. True, doctors don't seem to want to open practices here, but even in wealthier areas, it's hard to get specialists to take call.
How's your knee been doing?
It's been doing pretty good. The only thing is it normal for it to crack when I walk?
About 20 miles from St. Francis, Dr. Clayton Patchett practices orthopedic surgery in a more affluent neighborhood in Pasadena. More patients here have private insurance or are on Medicare, and more hospitals pay significant stipends, $1,000 to $3,000 a night for doctors to be on call. Patchett's on call about 6 days a month, and still he dreads it.
Pretty much every day, the day before, my stomach starts to churn a little bit. I know that's not a medical term, but I don't look forward to it. I think that when you're on call, you sort of feel like you're walking around carrying a hot rock or a hot pan, and you can't wait until you're done and you can pass it on to someone else.
Patchett says as he gets older, it's more difficult to respond to that 2 a.m. phone call and drag himself out of bed and into surgery.
The worst scenario that can happen is you have someone come in, they have a bad injury. You really work hard for them. You do a lot of surgery for them. You are very proud of what you've done. And your reward for all that work and grief, you end up not getting paid because they didn't have insurance. But then, a couple months later, you get a little letter in the mail, and your ultimate reward is the patient suing you.
Add on to that the long hours away from family gatherings, soccer games, and dance recitals, and the list of specialists willing to take call dwindles even more. Back in his office after 3 hours of surgery, Dr. Hyshaw is now seeing patients.
How you doing?
I'm okay.
How's the head feeling?
All right.
Good. Any dizziness at all?
No.
Any headache?
About this time last year, Nestor Perez was looking under the hood of his truck when a piece of the fan blade flew off and lodged in his forehead, embedded in his skull and in the front of his brain.
You know, it was a major injury. It involved the frontal part of the frontal bone, the frontal sinus, the frontal lobe, the covering to the brain. It was a major injury.
Today, Perez is doing great. You can barely see the scar in his forehead. But so far, Dr. Hyshaw has not been paid a penny. Not for the emergency surgery, nor for the months of follow-up care. Hyshaw says that's part of his job of being a doctor.
In this case, this patient, by the time he got finished the first day, his bill was easily $100,000. And no, I didn't get paid, but the hospital didn't get paid. And by that, I mean didn't get paid for hospital time, for OR time, for supplies that were used, for personnel. The bill would have been easily over $100,000 for one day. And this hospital does not say, go gently on what you use. They say, take care of the patient. And, you know, we take care of the patient, and that's why we get the good results we do. It's a major reason why I'm here. And it's always been that way at this hospital, at St. Francis.
But Hyshaw worries that it can't be this way much longer. He says the shortage of specialists is a crisis that, if it continues, could jeopardize patient care. And that's why he plans to keep trying to recruit doctors to this hospital. When asked what he can say to persuade specialists to come here, his answer is simple.
Please. I say please.
Patricia Naiman, NPR News, Los Angeles.